You are listening to Free Radio Olympia. Here at the Thunderbolt, I tend to cover a lot of controversial topics from controversial points of view. And therefore, some of the other folks that work with this radio station always appreciate it when I point out that while they may agree with the views expressed on this program, they also very well may not. And in either case, they are in no way responsible for that content. Therefore, if my show makes you want to start hurling blunt objects at people, then make sure you choose the correct target, which in this case would be me, not them. And now, on with the show. Yes, welcome to the Thunderbolt for May 29th, 2020. This is a thick Friday, meaning that it's time for the Thunderbolt's Greatest Strikes, where I comb through the archive and pick the best of the best and put them all into one show. So prepare yourselves, because we're about to kick some serious ass. But first, a word from one of our sponsors.
Hey, ladies. What with our new president grabbing every pussy in sight, we need to start taking extra steps to protect you women folk. Well, I am proud to introduce to you the very latest in passive-aggressive pussy protection technology. It is my very great honor to present to you the Ronco Pussy Protector. Yes, ladies, with the patented pussy protector technology, you simply wear the pussy protector like you would any regular pair of panties. But should any unwanted or unwarranted hands start wandering around in areas where they don't belong, then the Ronco Pussy Protector will zap the intruder with 120 volts of pure electrical disincentive. Yes, ladies, you can then smile in satisfaction as you watch some twisted misogynistic pervert, such as our new president, for instance, uncontrollably writhing on the ground as a powerful jolt of whoopee forces through his disgusting body. And for a limited time only, new customers will receive absolutely free the Ronco Full Protection Package, which includes the patented Ronco Ass Protector feature. Think of it. Now you can simply wear the Ronco Pussy Protector with our full protection package, and suddenly you will be able to attend White House events and diplomatic soirees with the confidence of knowing that your private parts are fully protected from our president's stubby little fingers and or any of those greasy little ass-grabbing Saudi princes. This is a limited time offer, so order now. Batteries not included.
Yes, the truth may hurt, but ignorance kills. Here at the Thunderbolt, we're gonna take it to the limit. We're going to push every boundary, and we're going to explore every dark corner. But first, a word from one of our sponsors.
As youth find their educational and economic opportunities disappearing before their very eyes, perhaps it is time to think outside the box and consider alternative educational prospects that take into account the likely financial situation young people will soon find themselves facing. There is a unique opportunity that exists that will not only provide invaluable expertise for dealing with this bewildering new world in which you find yourselves thrust, but the experience itself is guaranteed to change your entire view of life. Yes, kids, I'm talking about Club Fed. Tell me, have you ever considered how you could stretch the family budget during those lean times at the end of the month if only you knew how to pick locks and neutralize alarm systems? Perhaps you would like to know how to supplement your slave wage by cooking a little meth in your spare time. Think how handy it could be to know how to steal someone's identity and credit card numbers. Would you like to learn how to produce fire, alcoholic beverages, or lethal weapons under almost any condition or circumstance? Well, I'm happy to announce that Club Fed offers intensive graduate-level courses on all of the above subjects and many more in addition, and school is now in session. Yes, kids, in a move that reflects their genius, your government has concentrated most of the criminal masterminds throughout the entire country into confined, intensely personal spaces where they associate with no one but other criminals who have absolutely nothing to do but learn to hate the world even more than they already did and to share their trade secrets. Yes, kids, it's education by immersion. So relax, make yourself at home, slip off your cheap rubber slip-ons and loosen your chains. Just consider some of Club Fed's amenities. For instance, the menu. It's tasteless and largely inedible slop of a largely unidentifiable nature. Consider the cuisine. It exactly complements the menu. Our recreational activities include staring at walls and walking in circles. The services include 24-hour armed security, a change of bedding every few weeks. Restroom facilities, you can rest assured, are cleaned after every few hundred uses. Nature lovers, you'll be amazed at the incredible diversity of the parasitic insect population and at the proliferation of disease-bearing microorganisms. You can enjoy dull and uninteresting conversation with the ignorant and untrained staff. You can put some edge in your life by spending every minute of every day surrounded by violent psychopaths. You have to watch out for some of the other inmates, too. Or, if you prefer, you can just relax and enjoy the scenic view featuring vast expanses of pretty razor wire glittering picturesquely in the sunset, the entire scene framed by the quaint little gun towers. And in addition to all that, you automatically become part of the prison industrial complex, which is the fastest growing industry in the United States. And best of all, I saved the best for last for you kids, there are neither women, nor children, nor any normal social interaction of any kind to distract you from your studies. You have all the time you need to devote to the learning the fine arts of thievery, corruption, and mayhem. Yes, kids, come learn from the masters. Act now to take advantage of this special offer. Club Fed, it's a stop that you'll never forget. Thousands of positions are available immediately.
Yes! You can try to run, or you can try to hide, but the truth will always win out. So don your safety equipment and your PPEs, because we're about to enter dangerous ground.
But first, a public service announcement.
I'm from the Australian government. Do you have something to hide? Nah, just kidding. We're not some fascist regime. Seriously though, do you? Unfortunately, encryption makes it hard for us to spy on you these days. So just to make sure, we're introducing yet another law to expand the surveillance state. Introducing the Assistance and Access Bill, or ASACCESS for short. Oh, relax. Despite how it sounds, we're not trying to access your data through your back door. We're just after the keys to your front door. Yep, ASACCESS will force tech companies to do our dirty work for us. For example, by making them insert a little secret sauce in their app, which lets us access your device once you download the latest update. And if they refuse, we'll find the shit out of them. ASACCESS. It doesn't break encryption, only your trust in your favourite apps. To bring you ASACCESS, we've taken the UK's fascist spying law and made it even more fascist by removing any need for judicial oversight. But don't worry, we promise to only spy on you if reasonable and proportionate. And you know you can trust us. We're the same cunts who doxed a welfare recipient for criticising us, who are prosecuting a whistleblower for exposing our misconduct, who throw kids in concentration camps for seeking asylum, and prosecute the journalists who report on them, and who gave $500 million of your tax dollars to a foundation full of our friends. So of course you can count on us to be reasonable and proportionate. And if we're not, well, you'll never hear about it. Because we've also introduced a 10-year jail sentence for any Snowden wannabes who disclose our abuse of ASACCESS. ASACCESS. Brought to you by Australia, where the laws of dickheads can't trump the laws of math, but they can trample human rights. Which is why, to test this fuckery, we chose Australia, the weakest of the Five Eyes Alliance, thanks to our lack of a Bill of Rights. So international data requests will now be funneled through us, compromising not just Aussies, but all of you fuckers too. You're welcome. We'd love to know what you think of ASACCESS, so we've set up a public submission system where, for a limited time, you can protest our next step towards a fucked up dystopia. Australian government. Relax, we're not after your dick pics, just the last shreds of your civil liberties. Authorised by the Department of Home or Pairs.
Yes, kids. Welcome to the Thunderbolt, where we like to shine lights into dark places and expose the creatures that are living there.
But first, another public service announcement.
Since incredibly vile practices are routinely given innocuous and innocent-sounding names to make them seem a little less bad and nasty than they actually are, then this week, the Thunderbolt is proud to perform yet another public service for my listeners by presenting a conversion chart in order that you may translate modern terminology from political doublespeak into plain English. So when they call it collateral damage, what they really mean is murder. When they call it rendition, what they are actually talking about is kidnapping. When they call it enhanced interrogation, what they really mean is torture. When they say they misspoke, what they mean is that they lied. When they speak of a disposition matrix, what they are talking about is a secret kill list. When they claim they are providing humanitarian aid, what they mean is they're going to economically dominate, invade, or occupy. When they speak of a sensitive issue, what they mean is an embarrassing and/or an illegal issue. When they talk about consent, what they mean is that you had better agree, or else.
Thank you.
Let us now contemplate the musings of Dylan Thomas. Though they go mad, they shall be sane. Though they sink through the sea, they shall rise again. Though lovers be lost, love shall not. And death shall have no dominion. And now, my loyal listeners, it's time for a brand new Thunderbolt feature that I am calling War and Circus.
Oh, yeah!
Actually, I really hate it really a lot when something like the Ukraine crisis happens. Really?
I spent 10 years of my life.
There is nothing else on the frigging news except this farcical, manufactured passion play that is being ginned up like a choreographed Broadway show. When I try to enter news gathering mode, I find myself constantly having to change sites or stations. Because I have absolutely no interest in listening to or reading about any BS concerning the Ukraine crisis.
Watch out, the one that called a brother, covered on his eyes, rumors in the background.
It will be time.
With breathless solemnity, the talking heads on the TV machine.
Oh, yeah!
Will predictably report on what he said, what she said, and what they said.
Susan and her brother, Charles the Green Boy.
People will likely learn a few things about the Ukraine they did not know.
In the back seat, and they took the ride.
Otherwise, the media machine,
yeah, the radio was on,
says absolutely nothing
the locomotion
that is in any way enlightening.
Kingdoms of the radio.
Or even anything that is truly relevant.
Too much revolution, then.
Each night,
Russia did something that would be business as usual if the Americans were doing it. But since Russia did it, then Putin has suddenly become the latest evil threat to civilization that we must arm ourselves to the teeth to defend ourselves against.
It will be time.
Yes, it's time for Obama and Putin to face each other and engage in the ancient ritual of wagging of the penis as everyone in the United States and Russia gets all hot with the foreplay. Yes, Putin is now a national hero in Russia for standing up to the great American bully. Being on Obama's sanction list has become a status symbol of which Russian officials boast. And being on Russia's sanction list has become a status symbol of which American officials boast. Here in the U.S. of A., every news outlet, right and left, and nearly every politician, Democratic and Republican, are donning their codpieces and tights and getting ready once again to bravely send other mothers' sons into danger.
In time spent now, people do the poker.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
This New Year's Eve was the final barrier.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
We took you up. And we put you in the backseat.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
From year to year, we looked up for the venture.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
Dominance.
Here is the official Thunderbolt take on the Ukraine crisis.
Dominance.
When we rose up in mass and prevented Obama's Syrian madness.
Dominance.
The war machine was taken aback.
Submission.
For a minute.
Dominance.
Typically, this did not last long.
Submission.
They have simply dusted off and resurrected a tried and true bogeyman from the past to instill new terror into the hearts of Americans so as to justify spending lots and lots of money on guns and bombs and terror and death, which is by far our largest and our most profitable export these days.
Submission. Submission.
Submission.
Now we must support the Ukrainian people's freedom.
Submission.
They bravely used Western cash to rise up and overthrow a democratically elected government. And then installed an unelected interim government that consists of Western puppets. And then, with amazing speed and alacrity, the unelected government signed the trade agreement with the EU that was the cause of this whole revolution to begin with. Wow! What a happy coincidence for the Western powers. Evidently, signing this agreement just could not wait for a few months until another democratically elected government could be seated, and or until there was some education and debate about the costs and benefits of this agreement to the people of the Ukraine. According to the media machine, though, with the signing of this agreement, the Ukraine has now been saved. They have narrowly escaped the financial chains in which the arch-evil Putin wished to enslave them. But now, they are going to be wrapped into the cold steel embrace of the International Monetary Fund instead. How happy for the Ukraine! Yippee! Those bad boys at the IMF is going to lay some austerity love on the Ukraine's ass now. And I'm thinking after a dose of that infamous IMF austerity fire, then memories of that old Russian frying pan may soon begin to grow fonder in the eyes of some Ukrainians. There is a secret revolution happening right in the middle of the Syrian madness. It turns out that a bunch of anarchists have seized control of a Syrian province called Rojava, and they have established a government based upon a concept known as democratic confederalism, which is a form of grassroots democracy based upon local assemblies and one that is highly respectful of human rights in general and women's rights in particular. They practice a form of feminism known as genealogy, or the science of women. And in fact, genealogy is central to their social revolution. Much of the focus of the revolution has been addressing the extreme levels of violence that women in the area have endured, as well as increasing female leadership in all political institutions. All fighting forces study genealogy as part of their training, and it is also taught in the new community centers. In addition, they have done away with the standard punitive approach to crime and criminals, and they have instead implemented the practices of restorative justice that I have previously described at great length in the Thunderbolt. Everyone, including women, are to receive military training, and it is proposed that everyone will become part of the militia, thus eliminating the need for a police force. Now this is some exciting stuff. ISIS, al-Nusra, and the Turkish government forces all regularly attack Rojava, and they could use whatever support you are able to give. I am now going to read an excerpt from the preamble to the Rojava Charter. in pursuit of freedom, justice, dignity, and democracy, and led by principles of equality and environmental sustainability, this charter proclaims a new social contract based upon mutual and peaceful coexistence and understanding between all strands of society. It protects fundamental human rights and liberties and reaffirms the people's right to self-determination. Under this charter, we, the people of the autonomous regions, unite in a spirit of reconciliation, pluralism, and democratic participation so that all may express themselves freely in public life. In building a society that is free from authoritarianism, militarism, centralism, and the intervention of religious authority into public affairs. This charter recognizes Syria's territorial integrity and aspires to maintain domestic and international peace. And in establishing this charter, we declare a political system and a civil administration founded upon a social contract that reconciles the rich mosaic of Syria through a transitional phase from dictatorship, civil war, and destruction to a new democratic society where civic life and social justice are preserved.
Damn. Sounds like a plan to me.
However, I'm sad to report that since I recorded that thunderbolt, northern Syria has been overrun by the Turks and things are not going well in Rojava. So keep those folks in your prayers. It's time for a station break now. The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
Since only rich kids can afford to go to college now, then as a public service, the Thunderbolt recently advised college-age youth of the educational opportunities available to them through the federal prison system. Yes, where they can learn the skills they will need to survive in this brave new world order. But then, suddenly, I realized that we must think of the children! And thus, in the Thunderbolt's dedication to public service and to educating the kids, I am proud to announce the first airing of a new Thunderbolt feature that will be aimed at the little people. Yes, kids, the Thunderbolt feels that children should be prepared for the actual world that they will actually be facing. Thus, the Thunderbolt feels that kids are never too young to learn about genocidal slaughter and rape and drugs. And I'm here to tell you, kids, that you need to immediately forget nearly everything that they taught you in school and just listen to old Uncle Dana as he tells you how the world really works. Yes, kids. And this is a segment that I am calling
Poppy Seed Street.
I'm about to rock out, so you better look out.
I've been in a wasted days, been climbing up the walls all day, and so now I'm on my way to where the drugs are cheap. But can you tell me how to get to Poppy Seed Street?
Yeah, man, I can hook you up. What you need?
Yippee!
When I've been smoking crack all day, then everything is A-okay. And I've got a homicidal neighbor there, and that's where we meet. Well, can you tell me how to get to Poppy Seed Street?
I'm gonna fuck you up, bitch.
Hey, dude, just chill out. Yeah, we're puking on their magic carpet ride. And every jail cell will open wide for strung out people like you. And strung out people like, oh, what a hazy waste. wasted days. Been climbing up the walls all day. And so now I'm on my way to where the drugs are cheap. Well, can you tell me how to get? How to get to
Bobby Seed Street?
Yippee.
Hey, man, I'm hurting bad, and I really need to get to Poppy Seed Street. Can you please help me out here?
Hey, you got my money, biatch? This ain't no Sesame Street game we playing here. You in the hood now, punk.
Poppy Seed Street, Lesson 1. Hello, kids. Welcome to Poppy Seed Street. Now, our very first lesson is going to be about capitalism. Can you say capitalism? Now, capitalism is the system under which we live, and it is very, very important that you learn the rules, so pay close attention today. Okay, kids?
The hare has lost his spectacles.
Well, that's just his problem. Now, capitalism is very famous as a parasite that consumes its host. Capitalism is made up of predators and prey, or you might want to call them winners and losers. The winners get to own more than 1,000 families could possibly spend in 1,000 lifetimes, and they get to live in decadent luxury, while the losers often can't even feed their own children, and they often live in poisonous, crime-ridden hellholes. And thus, as long as capitalism reigns, you definitely want to be a winner rather than a loser. The reality is that each predator requires lots and lots of prey, and so there are lots and lots and lots of losers. Well, I'm afraid that there are not very many winners at all, kids, so you need to take measures. Now, under capitalism, those who rise to the top are those who are the most ruthless and cutthroat, so I'm afraid that nice people don't fare so well here, kids. So you really, really, really need to forget all those things they taught you in kindergarten about being fair and about being nice and about sharing and about not slicing people's throats open, because all of that being nice and being fair stuff is strictly for the losers. Now, the best way to be a winner is to be born into a wealthy white family. If you were so fortunate, then congratulations! Against seemingly impossible odds, you won the sperm lottery. However, even if you weren't born into a wealthy white family, there have been many cases of people rising from the bottom to achieve the pinnacles of success. And as our current president demonstrates, you don't even have to be white anymore. So now brutal exploitation is an equal opportunity field, and all that is required is a level of ambition indicating serious psychological derangement and a willingness to sell your soul to the devil. See, it's easy, kids. Souls are just for losers anyway. Under capitalism, the best way to claw yourself to the top of the hill is to kill lots and lots and lots of people. I know this sounds like a lot of trouble and bother, and maybe it's not very nice, but that's just the way it works under capitalism. And if you want to be a winner, then that's just what you need to do, kids. Another requirement for reaching the top of the heap and winning the game, whatever that means, is that you must become very, very rich. And in order to become very, very rich, you will need to steal lots and lots of money. But you must be very careful, because if you don't steal enough money, then you might go to jail. See, See, the trick is to steal enough money that you can buy yourself a government. Then you can steal to your heart's content with no fear of suffering anything as distasteful as being arrested. Plus, when you own a government, then even if you lose all your money, then you can get your pet government to make the losers pay for that too. So you see, when you run the game, the rules are heads you win and tails everybody else loses. You can't beat it, literally. Now, if you're in a really, really hurry to become very, very rich and make lots and lots of money, then the trick is to buy lots and lots of those pretty poppy flowers. And that is, in fact, why I called this segment Poppy Seed Street. Yes, kids, thanks to the ingenious war on drugs, illicit drugs have become the biggest and baddest business on the whole entire world. And this little, innocent, pretty, easy-to-grow flower can be processed into some of the most popular illicit drugs that there are, and then you can make a fortune! And I'm afraid that's all for Poppy Seed Street this week, kids. But don't be sad, because you can tune in next week when we will learn how to overthrow third world governments and assassinate labor leaders. Yippee! Won't you be my neighbor?
In April of 2011, we occupied the state capitol building here in Olympia. After 3 days, we were forcefully evicted, and about a dozen people were arrested. We made a lot of noise, we got a lot of press, and a lot of attention.
Edit.
And we scored a couple of legislative victories that we likely would not have been able to pull off without our occupation. But after the dust settled, almost everyone dispersed, and we didn't really accomplish much overall. Then, a few months later, the Occupy movement sprang into being. And we here in Olympia occupied Heritage Park. We were forcefully evicted several months later. We made a lot of noise. We got a lot of press and a lot of attention.
Edit.
And we scored a couple of legislative victories that we likely would not have been able to pull off without our occupation. After the dust had settled, though, everyone dispersed, and we didn't really accomplish much overall. Then, in 2012, the Idle No More movement sprung up. Now, I did not participate in the Idle No More movement directly, but they made a lot of noise, they got a lot of press, and a lot of attention. And they scored a couple of legislative victories that they likely would not have been able to pull off without their movement. It would now seem, though, that they have largely dispersed and they did not really accomplish much overall. And now, we have the Black Lives Matter movement.
Edit.
and the Standing Rock Movement. They are both still active, and their ultimate fates are yet to be determined. But it would not be out of line to expect a similar such trajectory. However, here is the thing.
Edit.
A lot of people made a lot of connections at the Capitol occupation, and it was there, in fact, where I originally began compiling the mailing list that eventually became the mailing list.
Edit.
For the Thunderbolt. Yes, almost everyone moved on to other things, but a lot of people stayed in touch and continued working together on some of those other things. In other words, a network was created. It was the same with the Occupy movement. There are now a whole bunch of people who are now activists who would not have been activists without the Occupy movement. And there are a whole bunch of occupiers now on the Thunderbolt mailing list that would not have been there if not for Occupy. Yes, most people moved on, but yet more networks were created. And I am confident the same thing happened with the Idle No More, and that this process is now happening with Black Lives Matter and with Standing Rock. We are all building networks. There are thousands of people in Olympia alone who are ready for action and just need a credible direction to go. And I am thinking that this very likely is the case all over the country. What I am hoping is that everyone is maybe going to finally figure out that all of our battles are ultimately the same battle, and that all of these networks we have been building over the years will all then coalesce into a great final movement where we can finally get 3% of us out onto the streets all at the same time. And then we can finally force them once and for all to either voluntarily dismount their high horses or to get knocked off of them and onto their asses.
Edit.
All the way up the tube. Drop your gun, Terrence.
Don't do it. He killed Sal, but we got four guns and he's only got one bullet left in that Derringer.
One's better than none.
We got him.
Let's see if that's true.
Count to three.
All the way up to six if I had to. Maybe faster than you.
One. When I say three, draw. One.
If you say two, I'll kill you.
He count two.
Gee, I'll kill the next man who speaks.
Gosh, what excitement. Fight!
Hey, wait a minute. Good shooting.
No, don't shoot again, you cop.
That wasn't Bill, that was me. Jingles, and don't break for that door again.
Copy me.
Right. That is it for the news and commentary section this week. Before we start with the music, I wanted to let listeners know that independent public radio stations across the country are experiencing financial dire straits these days, and if you have any extra money laying around, then there are a lot of public radio stations that would be able to put that money to very good use. Independent public media outlets are pretty much the only source for real information that is available in the United States right now. This includes the station that you're listening to right now. This also includes all of the stations in the Pacifica network, including especially WBAI in New York. So I'm going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music. This is jazz legend Herbie Hancock. Enjoy.
Yellow!
From his album Headhunters, that tune was called Watermelon, and it was brought to you by Herbie Hancock and the Headhunters. I very much enjoy bringing you this program, and I very much hope you enjoy very much listening. I'm working on a new show for next week that I'm very well pleased with, but until then, keep your powder dry, keep your eyes on the prize, and have a good day. Peace. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com and we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's D-A-N-A 98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.